The Kenny family has 6 kids, all under the age of 12. Their family's morning routine has been fine-tuned out of necessity to keep the children in order and the parents sane. Claire Kenny begins her kids' morning by waking them up at 6:30 a.m. On this episode of Happy Families, we follow the Kennys as they get ready for the day.
We are the Kennys, and my name is Claire. I'm the mom.
And I'm Phil, and I'm the dad.
And we have 6 beautiful children. Our oldest is Thomas, and he's 11 years old.
Daniel's 9.
And Sarah is 7.
And Lydia's 5.
James is 2.
And Isaac's our 5-month-old.
We got it. We got all of them.
Morning is crazy here. We are up at 6:30 and going. We have breakfast, we have kids reading, we have kids practicing their musical instruments, then getting dressed. And I have no idea why, but my kids, like, I swear it should only take like 10 minutes to get your clothes on and like be dressed, but it's like a 40-minute process. I don't know. It's like, come on, turn the water off in the shower, get out, put your clothes on. Why are you lying on the floor? Get up off the floor. But it's great. It's great. They crack me up. And they also infuriate me sometimes.
They come down for breakfast, and it's just this nice little break in the morning from all of the craziness. They all sit down, and while their mouths are full, they can't talk back, they can't say anything, they can't bug their brother or sister, we sit there and I'm able to read to them for a little bit. And I read to them these nice little inspirational stories that kind of teach a lesson. Sometimes I end up in tears because I love the stories and the kids are like, why are you crying, Mom?
Okay. Here's our story for today. This is called Kaysen Goes Vroom. Kaysen goes vroom. Look at me, I'm a truck. And now I'm a duck. He zooms down the hall. He spreads his arms wide. Whoosh, Kaysen says, look at me, I'm a plane. Chugga chugga choo choo, and now I'm a train. He jumps in the air.
Yeah, the stories always have some sort of positive, uplifting moral message to them. But I, as the kind of class clown in the family, I love to give a little side story of my own that usually is based off of the good story.
And you totally upstage his mom every
so
time.
I occasionally upstage mom, but the kids love it and they have a blast when I tell my little side of the story. Or what happens when you don't obey your mom and dad?
Do you guys want to hear another story?
Yeah.
You guys want to hear a little story that's... There's a little boy named Kaysen, and he's like, hey, look at me, I'm a car. And he goes out into the street and he's pretending he's a car in the street, and all of a sudden a car comes by and almost hits him, and he's like, oh man, that was close.
Dad's usually laughing harder than anyone.
I think the reason that they're laughing is they're laughing at me laughing at myself.
Laughing like a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, it makes us laugh our heads off.
I know, yeah, it makes us laugh a lot, so.
Oh, that was a morbid one, Dad. We may have to do another alternate ending, Dad. That was not good.
I think, they may not get the message of what the story is about every single time, but I think just having that time together, that family time, is very valuable to us and to them.
A nice way to start our day, just a moment together as a family. It's fun.
It's really a fun thing to do as a family. Reading and laughing. Can't get better.
So one of the things that we love to do is something called sock wars. What we'll do is we'll fold up the laundry and get the socks into the little balls. And when we're all done, we'll start throwing them at each other and having a great time. And so we're able to take a chore and turn it into something fun for the family.
Although sometimes I have to say I find socks behind the bed, under the bed, all over the room, rather than in the drawers, but it's all good because they've had a good time. I like it.
With our dad, we like to... Like when we're doing laundry.
We gather all the socks together and then we get a big pile. And then we each grab about 10 or 15 socks. And then when Dad says go, we start chucking socks at each other.
Yeah, usually a dad is usually who we throw the socks at. Oh yeah, sometimes we hide the socks and then when everybody's all done with the socks and we like take out our little like secret thing and then start throwing them.
Yeah. I like
go, 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 no, 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 no really funny because my dad pretended to die, like, by the socks, and it was really funny. Well, it didn't help my mom so much because when we were done, some of the socks fell off on the bed and they were on the ground and she had to pick them up for us.
My favorite thing in the world is to hear my kids laughing and playing together because they're siblings. They're also fighting a lot together and not getting along. But when you hear them, the squeals of laughter and the squeals of joy, and I look in the room and I see that they're playing together, that they're reading together or doing things like that, that is like the best thing for a mother's heart. I love it. And I just know that it's making them closer together as siblings and as a family. I love it.
And we try to make our home a place where they want to be, where the kids really want to be, where they want to bring their friends. It's a fun place to be. We just feel like that when you're having fun together, then it's, you know, you're loving one another and you're going to be happy. One of the things our family really likes to do is something called PJ parties. And we like to get the family together. We like watching movies together, but we try to make it into kind of a special event for the kids. And so we all get our PJs on. Mom will make kettle corn for us. And so it almost feels like we're getting the movie theater experience, but we're able to do it at home with the kids and be able to have a nice experience there.
The kids will ask, can we have a PJ party tonight? It's not just, can we watch a movie? It's, can we have a PJ party?
We're gonna have a PJ party, okay?
Yay!
Time for PJ party. Yay. Time for PJ.
Sarah, who wants a blankie?
Me, I want a blankie. I want to sit next to you.
Okay, I'll share.
Okay, James, let's sit up here.
Thanks for daddy.
Okay, ready?
All right, guys, here we go.
I like PJ parties because the kettle corn and the hot chocolate tastes really good.
Just having everyone together, because, you know, kids watch TV, they'll watch their TV shows on their own, but there's something that's really nice about all of us making it an event, because we can't take our family to the movies all together because it would cost a fortune. So this is what we do as an alternative. It costs a lot less money. We're all able to snuggle up and be comfortable and run around because a two-year-old and a baby don't go to a movie theater well. So it's comfortable being in our home and everyone is able to just be who they are. If someone cries, it's no big deal.
I think sometimes with a big family, you have to get kind of creative with what you have at home. You know, we used to eat out a lot more, but each kid that we've had, we found that it becomes really expensive and really difficult. And so some of the things we've done are making our home a movie theater. Or sometimes our kids really love it when Dad does Olive Garden Day, where we'll get together and I'll make breadsticks and pasta, and they feel like this is as good as Olive Garden or it's better than Olive Garden. So we find ways to make things work at our home, make it a pleasant experience for the kids. Claire came up with this great idea for the kids. We found that we were having such a hard time getting the kids ready each day in the mornings, that there would be so many things from brushing their teeth to making their bed to getting their clothes on. Inevitably, they'd come down the stairs and they wouldn't have done all the things that they were supposed to do. And so they have these tags in their bedroom.
Come over here.
Put them in the
Thank seat. You. Thanks,
okay.
guys. You
and go upstairs, get your tags done.
All right, get your tags.
Yes. Go, go, go. Up, up, up.
Bye.
Hey, don't come down till you got them done.
Once I do one of the chores, I put the tag to the other side, and I just really like that plan. It helps me to remember my chores, like to pick up my toys or make my bed or brush my teeth or anything like that. The most thing that I forget is to pick up my pajamas when I get them off in the morning.
Yeah, it's nice because for the kids, I feel like it gives them that physical check on there. I've done this in the morning. They're able to move it to the next side. And with our older boys, they don't move the tags as much. The girls still do, but they are able to check it off still in their mind. They can still see that, yes, I need to comb my hair still. But Mom is still there playing back up with Dad, making sure those tags get moved. That check happens. We have a tradition in our family that every morning while I'm taking the kids to school, we have a little song that we like to sing together. It's a song that my mom actually, when I was a little girl, she sang it to me when we were going on the way to school. As we got older, we go, oh, Mom, come on, don't sing that song. But I now sing it to my kids. They haven't quite gotten to that stage where they're telling me, stop, let's stop singing the song. But it's great. It's just a fun way. We're a really musical family, and so it's a fun way to start our day off on the right note, literally.
We sing a song called Make It a Good Day. When you listen really closely to the lyrics, it tells you what you should do at school and what you can just do anywhere, I guess.
Kind of like have a happier day, like make this day a better day. Your attitude should be positive, so like all the good things can happen and not the bad things.
Make it a good day, make the sun glow. Fill it with learning, there's much to know. Make it a good day, look in your heart. Build on your heritage and do your part.
It's really fun to sing with my siblings that song because sometimes we're on the wrong note and it's just funny to me and I like it.
Having a family of any size, I think it takes a whole lot of hard work and it takes a whole lot of commitment from a mom and a dad who really love each other and support each other and having fun. We love to have fun together as a family in any way that we can. Having fun is just so important.